Managing suppliers. The remaining steps of the procurement process are part of operations and monitoring and controlling processes. Relationship management steps are needed to ensure that suppliers are efficient and reliable over time. The procurement process includes the following supplier management steps. Issue purchase orders. Monitor and control deliveries. Receive and accept goods and pay invoices. Continually improve supplier performance. Note that some of these steps may be repeated and others may be needed only sporadically. Issue purchase orders. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a purchase order, PO, as the purchaser's authorization used to formalize a purchase transaction with a supplier. A purchase order, when given to a supplier, should contain statements of the name, part number, quantity, description, and price of the goods or services ordered, agreed to terms as to payment, discounts, date of performance, and transportation, and all other agreements pertinent to the purchase and its execution by the supplier. Purchase orders can be used for recurring as well as one-time purchases. They typically include clauses and terms to cover all aspects of the exchange: warranties, remedies, party liabilities, inspection and rejection rights, and cancellation conditions. Purchase orders are used to buy raw, semi-finished, and finished materials and components used or converted during manufacturing. Custom equipment and services like storage and materials handling equipment, custom design machinery, and computerized information systems, as well as consulting services for advertising, training, or market research. MRO inventories and services that are used in the regular course of business operation, for example, consumable office supplies, equipment and repair parts, contracting services, and facility repair. Goods purchased for resale typically by distributors and retailers directly to their end customers. Note that the need for POs is avoided in some types of continuous replenishment partnerships. POs and their variants include the following. Standalone POs. POs for discrete one-time orders can be issued. The PO in this case is the only contract. Pre-negotiated blanket agreements. For agreements that last for a given period of time, the master contract regulates the overall terms, such as pricing and logistics, but in the standard state of affairs, individual transactions still require an individual purchase order, which specifies unit types, quantities, and order timing. Vendor-managed inventory or other partnerships. Under vendor-managed inventory, VMI, the supplier needs no POs to restock. Retail sales might dictate when the supplier is paid. Under continuous replenishment methods, whenever one unit is sold, it automatically generates a PO for one more. Electronic procurement auctions. Trade exchanges and auctions can be used to purchase industry-specific or general commodities where the seller is interchangeable and price is the main decider. The winning bid constitutes a PO, purchasing/procurement card, P-card. P-cards are basically corporate credit cards that can be restricted in their allowed users/uses and audited for control. They can reduce administrative costs and speed up purchasing. Most PO issuance is through electronic data interchange, EDI, of entirely paperless orders, primarily via the internet. Even most international transactions involve entirely electronic payment and other documentation. Note that POs are not used to initiate purchasing of logistics services, such as contracting with a carrier for transportation. This instead uses a delivery order, as is addressed elsewhere. Monitor and control. Suppliers need to be monitored to track and record any variance between scheduled and actual delivery dates. Use of agreed-upon protocols such as pre-clearing shipments, any variance in purchase price and so on, and any other metrics agreed to in the contract. Another thing to monitor is expediting. Expediting should be an exception, not a rule. If expediting is used too much, it is important to correct the underlying causes that generate these emergency situations. Any variation beyond the thresholds agreed to in the contract needs to trigger feedback to the supplier and corrective action under part as needed, based on the supplier's subsequent actions. On an ongoing basis, logistics and/or an LSP will be responsible for coordinating shipments with suppliers, tracking their performance metrics, and providing feedback to ensure that issues are corrected. The procurement professional may take the lead on providing this feedback, depending on the organization, but even if not, he or she needs to be kept informed of all supplier failures and issues. Supplier audits may also be necessary for validating that risk, quality, sustainability, and social accountability requirements are being upheld. These can be a mix of planned and surprise audits. For example, Apple sends a lead auditor to audit their suppliers, assisted by local third-party expert auditors who use Apple's audit protocols. They do physical inspections, check records, evaluate policies and procedures, and gather community feedback. Receive and pay. Receiving is not a value-added activity in the eyes of customers, so it is best to minimize the time spent on this step. While receiving is responsible for counting all units and or verifying weight and inspecting units for damage, the use of digital photos of the goods and other technologies such as instant messaging can speed this process. It might use random sampling for very large shipments, as well as automation such as barcode readers on conveyor belts and so on. Receiving can also develop partnerships and find ways to certify key suppliers so that inspections aren't needed. Receiving uses an exception process for incomplete or damaged deliveries and forwards the verified documentation for correct deliveries to accounts receivable. Accounts receivable then does a three-way match to verify that the quantities and other details on the PO match the packing slips and the invoice. If everything is in order, the order is approved for payment. Continually improve. Controlling costs in procurement needs to proceed from a system-wide perspective on total cost minimization as per the prior discussions of trade-offs. However, there are generally a number of ways to reduce costs that involve acceptable trade-offs. These include the use of technologies to reduce staffing requirements, programs for managing price changes or reduction of purchase costs, purchasing contracts that minimize inventory ownership, sometimes called stockless purchasing contracts, or contracts to buy in volume.